It's your pal, Rich Sullivan. And from wherever you may be listening, sure do appreciate it. Always good to visit with Rick Limpert. Get to do it every week. And he is at an undisclosed Starbucks location. Now, can you disclose the actual location of where you are?
I can, Sully, but we'll save this for a future segment on some stuff we're doing. But I'm in, as you would know, and you did know, I'm in French Lick, Indiana, which is the home of a very important person in the history of sports.
Yes, indeed. Number 33, the Boston Celtics, Mr. Larry Bird. And we'll hear about that sometime on a future episode. But, Rick, you have a very important topic to cover this week. You're on Twitter, the handle Rick Roswell, and folks can visit wirelesswednesday.live to see all the different things that you're covering throughout the week. But this is a subject that is so important to so many of us, sleep and the lack thereof.
Yeah, so many of the Radio 105.7 listeners and readers are probably suffering from not getting enough sleep for whatever reason. I'm actually pretty lucky. I'm actually a pretty good sleeper. But we got a couple items on here maybe that'll we can trick you into some better sleep.
Among the statistics that are really staggering, between 50 and 70 million adults in the United States have a sleep disorder. You say you're really not one of them. I kind of think that I am, though.
Well, I don't know. I mean, different people need different amounts of sleep, I think, is part of the problem. You kind of have to know your own body and your own time clock, I think. But sleep is definitely important.
All right, so let's talk about some products that might help us to get a little bit better night's sleep. I'm interested in this Nomad 3 meter cable. What exactly is this?
Yeah, well, Sully, one of the reasons maybe I don't get enough sleep is I'm always worried about all my devices charging at night while I'm sleeping. And sometimes when I'm traveling in the hotel, I have to go searching for every available outlet in the room. So some are tucked behind dressers or whatever. So this is a 3 meter cable. Picture your lightning cable, but 3 meters long, which is pretty long, and this will allow you to plug in and charge up even in those hard-to-reach outlets, various places, airports, this would come in handy, anywhere on the road. So a 3-meter lightning cable that's really durable and high-grade military materials that this is made of. So definitely will be a bonus for people that need to keep their devices charged.
And, of course, we always get a better night's sleep when we know that our phones are charging. How about this Illumi Sleep and Wake Mask?
Okay, here's something. I've done a feature on this one actually out this weekend as well, and it's a little sleep mask you wear, but it's more than that. There's actually a little pulsating light that is in the mask. It puts you into, supposedly it puts you into a deeper sleep. It is a nice mask. It's not obtrusive. You can actually sleep with it. It does keep the light out. So if you need a better sleep cycle or maybe something maybe better to trick your body into getting deeper and better sleep, this Illumi sleep mask is a option maybe you want to try.
Price point a little high. I know that Indiegogo is running a special for $99, but it's going to retail for $149.99. But folks are willing to spend that type of money because sleep is so important and significant.
If you listen to the radio, if you listen to TV, you hear all sorts of sleep product commercials. That's maybe the hottest new trend on the radio. I hear these and see these all the time, infomercials on TV. And as far as the price point of some of these products go, this is at the more affordable end. So maybe something you want to check out.
All right, this iClever 2-in-1 Bluetooth transmitter and receiver, how might this help us out a little bit?
Well, you know, this is kind of, maybe you have a device, kind of a legacy device, a speaker or a stereo of some sort that you like, but it's not Bluetooth, so you can't really run it through any of your devices. So this 2-in-1 Bluetooth transmitter will transform just about any battery type or standalone device into a Bluetooth device. You can transmit it on your phone or your tablet, and it's pretty affordable, $29.99. It gives you that Bluetooth range of about 30 feet, so convert your non-Bluetooth devices into having Bluetooth. This is a small price to pay.
And, of course, it's available on one of the most poppin' websites on all of the internet, Amazon.com. Aren't we big fans of that place, Rick?
I don't know. I don't know how we ever did anything before Amazon.com. It's shocking. I mean,
it is unbelievable. Adaptive Sound Technologies and their Electrofan Micro. This sounds like something that parents might be interested in, too.
Well, my wife uses it because she likes hearing that ambient, kind of that white noise when she's sleeping. It's called Electro Fan Micro, but it's not a fan. It looks like a little fan, but it's a pocket-sized little speaker. It makes digital sound, fan noises, white noises, and ocean sound that helps you block out any other noise, and people sleep better to some of these noises. It, you charge it up with USB, and you know, it's a neat little speaker, compact and multi-directional audio, so it sends the audio in different directions surround you, and $35, another good price point.
And easy to travel with, of course, too. And when I thought of when I saw this, I thought of my brothers and their kids, and how not only it's it would be good for their kids to get to sleep, but also for the mom and dad to be able to get to sleep as well.
And Sally, here's a side issue, and this is the dog. The dog does not, in our house, does not hear the outside noises or any little creaks and stuff at night with this little fan going. So it actually gives the dog a better sleep. That's a kind of a hidden byproduct of it.
I know that there are people who struggle with that. Dog hears something, and then everybody's up at 1 o'clock in the morning, and perhaps a couple other times throughout the night as well. Dock-a-Tot Baby Lounger. These things look pretty comfortable. I think if these were a little bigger, maybe I'd want to get one down there for the Sweetwater 420 Fest.
I was thinking the same thing, for the beach, the pool, for something. So you got to be really careful when you're kind of getting places where you put your toddlers, where you put your kids. So this is, you know, in the days of this flathead syndrome and other products. So this is kind of like a kid for transitioning from the crib to a bed. It's kind of like an air mattress. It's got bumpers on it, bed rails. You can put your kids in there. Got a snug sense of security, and kind of trains them for sleeping on a real bed. So this is $200 plus, but Sully, this thing is sold out a lot of times. So they're all constantly getting it sold out and back in stock, and parents have picked up on this. There's different designs, different little styles of it coming out. I never would have thought, but this Dock-a-Tot is, people are always looking for their something for their young kids that they may enjoy, and this has hit the fit the bill for a lot of people.
They're all over Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Pinterest, of course, and online at dockatot.com. One thing that I that stood out to me is that it's good for helping the child develop neck strength, which they will then lose as soon as they get their first cell phone.
I thought you were going to say that would help them at the NFL Combine when they're trying out for the NFL, to maybe help concussion prevention. There's always interesting little side effects and byproducts.
You can see Rick's work in a number of different places, including the daily tech column that he writes at examiner.com, also feature writer for the AJC here in Metro Atlanta, gafollowers.com, his work appearing there as well, and of course on Twitter at Rick Roswell. And it's good that we're talking about sleep this week, Rick, because I'm a little tired working wall to wall, just about open to close down at the Sweetwater 420 Fest, working for a couple of different vendors down there and having a lot of fun. But I got to tell you, I'm getting home and I'm crashing hard because Grandpa is tired.
Yeah, you're not used to those hours, so I know you're closing up that shop every night. And maybe that Electro mini fan might give you some white noise tonight rather than the sounds of maybe a widespread panic or whatever other bands were down there.
Well, I have to tell you, I can't say that I'm an enormous widespread panic fan, but, man, they do put on an incredible live show, and they give their fans exactly what they want. But I had never seen Trey Anastasio, and I saw his set on Friday night and was just remarkably impressed with his performance. What a guitarist and what a funky, groovy band that he has with him.
As you know, Sully, Atlanta's become just a tremendous music city with all the festivals and the artists that have come out of the area. So I'm sure people are just eating this up down there.
And we're only a couple of weeks away from another big one, the Shaky Knees Music Festival, which has grown quite a bit from its inception just a couple of years ago. They were over at Atlantic Station for some time. Now they have the big stage down at Centennial Park. And then so many other businesses blossom around it with these late shows that they put on, too, at other venues.
I can't keep track of them, Sully, but I'm glad you're there to tell me what's good and what to attend and what not to attend.
Well, I'm glad you're there as well, and always look forward to our conversation. Hope that folks give you a follow on Twitter, of course. Rick Roswell and WirelessWednesday.live. If you run into Larry Bird, tell him we said hello.
Well, I don't know. He's busy with the NBA playoffs, I think, but I'm going to catch a little nap before I got to go play some golf.
So. You got plenty of products to help you get to sleep, Rick.
Thanks, Sully.